firstly, it's a very big decision for anybody to make. And when you're in that position, it's not going to be the first thing that comes into your head when you're facing losing your loved one. You're not going to be thinking about organ donations, but it changes lives, it saves lives. Lung transplants save lives, and kidney transplants change lives, save lives. There are people alive today because of Cormac, and that's the bottom line. But I do realise it's not an easy decision to make. You know, when you're in that situation, when you're sitting in an intensive care and have been told your loved one is not going to survive, it's a very difficult decision. But somehow we came to the decision to donate the organs. And because of it, Cormac's memory lives on. But as I say, it's very difficult. But I just felt it was the right thing to do. Because if the shoe had been on the other foot, if Cormac had been lying in ICU and the doctor said he needs a heart, he needs a lung, and he will live if he gets these, you know, I would have been praying that he would get one. So I was on the other side. You know, Cormac wasn't going to get better. So therefore, he was young, he was healthy, and this was the right thing to do, we felt. It does change lives, it saves lives.
And Fiona, obviously, like, that was the worst day of your life to get that phone call and then to have to make that decision. Has it brought any peace or comfort to you knowing that Cormac has given life to other people?
Absolutely. Because we've had a letter, we've received a letter from one of the people who got one of Cormac's organs. And that person has said on the letter, "I am alive because of your generosity." They have got their life back. They're healthy. They're able to, do the things that we all take for granted. Go out for a walk, go for a coffee. They have seen their grandchildren born. And they said that wouldn't have happened if we hadn't donated Cormac's organs. And their children all have a remembrance badge that they wear to remember the family and the person that donated the organs.